Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103, five Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the pivot 400 lower level near carousel 4 black bag. GTA in progress 401 parking structure section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect female Hispanic 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high freight, 401 is a route.
Good Monday morning to you. Welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Monday morning, kind of cloudy, but they say that's going to clear up and it's going to be sunny, and we are all keeping our fingers crossed. Welcome to the Private Officer Beat, a radio production of Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement organization. I'm going to be your host, Rick McCann, the founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College. Woo, can you believe it? Monday morning again. Third week of the month of August. The month of August is just about finito, finished, and it won't be long. We'll be looking at fall. But today is that exciting day that we have been waiting for quite some time. Some would say for more than 40 years, and others would say just a few weeks or months. We're talking about there's no more waiting, not 1 week, not 1 day, not even, well, yeah, maybe a few hours. But we're talking about that great American solar eclipse is finally here. And let me tell you, where I'm at in the Southeast, there is excitement. Every campground, every hotel, every RV park, every person's backyard, from Oregon across the midsection of the U.S. into the Carolinas, is sold out, has been sold out for weeks, months, and I even saw a news item over the weekend that said some areas have been sold out for more than a year.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. In my eyes can make me cry.
Sunshine on my shoulders is not going to make me cry this day. I'm telling you, there's been so much excitement, national excitement. This is a big deal. 14 states will see the totality of the solar eclipse. A lot of other states will see a partial eclipse, and in fact, it's such a huge event that there's no more solar glasses available anywhere that we have found. There are people that plan on trying to make it down to the southern region overnight, Sunday into this morning. I mean, because solar eclipses only happen occasionally, like, you know, I don't know, every 30 or 40 years. The solar eclipse happens when the view of the sun is blocked entirely by the moon, and the moon lines up between the sun and the earth. That moon then casts a shadow onto the earth, and that's what we see here on the ground, and we call it the solar eclipse. Now, like I said, this is a big, big deal. For some people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. They're never going to see it again. They've been waiting for it forever. It's going to begin About 10:16 this morning Pacific time, so that's around 7:15. So in about maybe about 11 minutes or so on the east here, then it's going to go travel across the U.S. It's going to go through Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and, of course, North and South Carolina, where we're excitedly waiting for it here on the Atlantic coast. The total eclipse will end near Charleston at around 2:48 Eastern Daylight Time. Now, like I said, it's a little bit on the cloudy side. They were expecting that it could even rain. That has kind of been taken out of the forecast, but you never know what the weather's going to do. We're keeping our fingers crossed because this is such a huge, huge, huge deal. Everybody in the North America is actually going to be able to see part of that eclipse. A partial eclipse is going to occur in most of the country where the sun is going to be covered partially by the moon. Now, we did talk about a couple of times. In fact, I did a radio program 2 weeks ago about the public safety concerns, because this is a real issue. I know we're all excited. I know this is a big deal. Schools have closed. Some businesses have allowed their employees to take the day off on personal time. We've had a lot of preparation in many states, but there are some public safety concerns. Let's be legit about this. Some states already reporting heavy traffic. In some areas, they're expecting over 2 million people to pour into small areas, including the Carolinas and Tennessee, places that normally only see maybe, 15 or 20,000 people. Now they're going to see, upwards to 50, 100, 200,000. And in parts of the Carolinas, we're actually expecting 1.2 to 2 million people to stream into the Charleston area, Columbia, South Carolina, and parts of Charlotte, North Carolina. Traffic expected, of course, to be very heavy on the roads, the highways. That's going to cause some chaos. People will be out on foot, just like if it was, the fireworks on the July 4th, and you're driving down the interstate. Of course, you're going to pull over and check those fireworks out. There will be some criminals taking advantage of the darkness, the traffic congestion, and the thousands of tourists, so keep that in mind. It's going to be a big deal. And, of course, we are covering the event, and we're going to be covering it. We'll be watching multiple streams. We'll be watching multiple media platforms, and we'll be checking out the public safety aspect and bringing you the latest information on our Twitter at twitter.com/privateofficer and Facebook. Be sure to join us there. We mean for a while there along the Facebook platform. Now, be very careful if you don't have those special glasses. Even if you try to take a photo with your iPhone or other smartphone, they say it's very dangerous. Besides destroying your phone, it could hurt your eyes severely. So be careful. It has been kind of a strange weekend here for us, and really happening. We had some pretzels right now. I don't know if you hear that or not, but for my early morning breakfast, we're eating pretzels and drinking water because the coffee's not quite done yet. But we had some windows that had to be replaced due to some damage, some rotten wood, rain coming through, storms, I guess, damaged it early on. We've got some more renovations happening later today, this morning, and it's been kind of a weird week. We also got interviewed by Reader's Digest. Somebody from Reader's Digest, a editor and a reporter, contacted me for an interview about mall security and the responsibilities and the changing time. Of course, we were happy to do that. Freedom Press also contacted me, and we were able to give them some information and do a short interview via email with them. And Law Officer, a respected digital magazine, they also have an online radio show. They have been talking to us about working on a project together. So lots happening. It was my true my true call to really forego today's radio show because I know so much is happening. And I didn't want to open up the program with the bad and sad news of the weekend, like I always do, because, of course, the weekend is when everything happens. Originally, I had planned on just talking about some of the expansions from POI and Armor, some of the great things that are happening and that will be coming down the pipe in the very near future. I was just going to kind of be mellow today, and I was going to kind of just, you know, zip through the program and not really bring too much seriousness to the show. Unfortunately, that's kind of changed. It really has. Today, we're going to be talking about the battle cry. A battle cry is a yell or a chant taken up in battle by members of the same combatant group. This has been another horrific weekend. No way to sugarcoat it. No way to soft sell it. No way to back away from it. I wanted to. I thought about it. Because I know it's depressing to hear bad news all the time. But the facts are the facts. And it has been a very terrible week for law enforcement and for private security. With two police officers killed, several others shot and stabbed, several security officers shot. Law enforcement killed two people who had attacked private security, and they had no alternative but to shoot and kill those armed suspects. Put that along with the bad weather, another hurricane coming across, and the fact that we've had just violent, violent protests over statues and Civil War monuments across America. Things that America was built on and holds dear, now being torn down, threatened, damaged, vandalized. History is history. No way around it. The good, the bad, the ugly. We can't try to cleanse ourselves from what already has happened. It's occurred. It's over. But we can and we should take lessons and learn from it. Unfortunately, there are many violent groups who oppose each other, and the minorities in those groups have now taken over the majority of the voice. And sadly, our politicians, our universities, our governments are giving in, and democracy no longer counts for anything in America. Very, very, very troubling times. It really is. Well, I've got a little bit more sad news, if that is enough for you. I have a little more sad news I want to spoon out to you. Those of you who are Live PD Fan Nation, those of you who watch Live PD religiously, well, season one finale was Saturday, and IPD is over, at least for the time being. Gone, gone, gone for 2 months. Season two will start sometime in early to mid-October. They say that this season, of course, was a success. Live PD, an A&E production, which follows five or six law enforcement agencies at the same time, and they're there. It's unscripted. It's real. It's cops blown up into mega, mega, mega times. And, of course, it was exciting to watch it for the last 7 or 8 months. It was very enlightening. It really helped. It was very enlightening. It helped many people to understand what law enforcement is all about. It really did. It did a lot of good. And so we're excited, kind of depressed for the next couple of months, but we're excited that they are bringing it back for season two. Before we take our first little break, we want to thank our sponsors, because without them, we would be nothing. Where would we be? BodyArmorUSA.com. We've got what it takes to protect you. If you're looking for armor, vest, gloves, protective wear, we have it all. BodyArmorUSA, give them a call. Tell them that you are a POI member, and they're going to verify, so don't lie. They're going to call or email and check out your POI number. But call them or contact them today. They will give you a discount if you are a POI member. We also want to, of course, thank Crum and Foster Insurance. They are underwriters and insurers of the security industry. We want to thank them for their sponsorship. And, of course, they also donated to the Benevolent Fund, and we're very appreciative of them. And our newest, another body armor manufacturer, Safe Life Defense. Check them out online at safelifedefense.com. They have a little extra side protection. We've talked about this before many times when police are shot, or even security, or, you know, no, not just police, but security too. They're oftentimes shot, and it goes up under the vest where it meets the belt line, or it travels under the armpit. Unfortunately, when it hits up under the armpit, it can damage your vital organs. It can go straight through and hit the heart, the lungs, and it can cause not only serious injury, but it definitely can cause death. So check them out today. They are reputable, and they're coming with a lot of credentials, safelifedefense.com. And tell them, of course, that you are a POI member. Again, don't lie, because they're going to verify your POI number. They're going to check it out. But tell them that you are a member, and they're going to give you a discount as well. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we've got so much to talk about. We'll be talking about upcoming great events, expansions of POI and armor, how you can get involved, and a whole bunch more coming up in just a few moments.
Federal Aviation Administration wants you to fly your drone responsibly. Avoid flying your drone near other aircraft, especially near airports. Fly your drone below 400 feet. Always keep your drone in sight. If you see a safety issue involving drones, contact local law enforcement immediately. Fly smart. Fly safe. Have fun.
Of the world. Everyone says so. Everyone seems to be having one dandy old time. Hey, it's part of growing up. Or is it? Just think about this. Before you go and do something you've never done before, you just better know what you're jumping into.
Officer Beat Radio Show this Monday, the 21st of, well, yeah, it's still August. I mean, it's kind of hot, humid, and it definitely feels like the dog days of summer for sure, but it won't be long. Trust me, it's going to be feeling a lot more like fall, and you're going to be saying, what happened to summer? What happened? We're never happy. When it's hot, we want it to be cold, and when it's cold, we want it to be hot. When we're living in the north, we want to live in the south. When we live in the south, we want to go to the west. You just never can satisfy everybody. Well, the last couple of weeks, we've had some great topics that we've been discussing on our radio programs, and we hope that you have listened to them. If not, our programs are available on demand 24/7. In fact, they never get erased, they never get deleted, and they are in the library right here on our site. You can go there at any time, day or night. Last couple of weeks, we talked about professional solidarity, the importance of private security to come together. And today, kind of, we're going to be talking a little bit more like about that subject, kind of a part two type thing. We also talked a few weeks ago about the Eclipse safety and security concerns, and guess what? They're here. Hello. Here we are. Eclipse coming today. We talked about security officers in Tulsa and how they were servicing their community with some free security. We talked about many places, hospitals, colleges, event venues, adding canine security teams, and we're going to be seeing that more. And we talked about quite a bit over the last 6 weeks, and if you've missed any of them, be sure to go in the library right here and check them out today. You can download them. You can listen to them. We're also available on iTunes and a number of other, Raspberry and a couple of other platforms. So, you know, there's no excuse why you can't listen to our show. Don't say, oh, I'm always working. Oh, I was at work that early day when you were on. That's not going to work because we're available on demand 24/7. When you're available, we're available. So check out our radio programs today. And if you want to be on them, you want to, you know, come on as a guest, you got something you want to talk about, you've got a topic, you want to share some of your insight, we'd love to hear from you. Send an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Talking about sharing, we'd love for you to share your birthdays, your training events, promotions, the news that's happening in your area. We really appreciate all of you who regularly send us news, breaking news in your area, because we can't be every place. We do have a great news staff, and we do see a lot of stuff happening across the platforms, but we miss some as well. So thank you for that. Send it all to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Be sure to follow us, as I said earlier, on Facebook and Twitter. Those are our two main social media platforms, and of course, we're at a lot of others. We have our own digital magazine at privateofficernews.org, and we'd love for you to get involved. This weekend has been very sad in the security business, very sad in the law enforcement business, very sad in general. It just has been a sad weekend. Two Kissimmee, Florida police officers killed checking out a suspicious person. We had four or five others across the country shot or stabbed. We had a security officer shot and killed over the weekend. We had a security officer carjacked in Virginia over the weekend. We had several other security officers shot, all of this in the line of duty. And that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface with the assaults, with the other injuries sustained by law enforcement and security on a daily basis. Having to say continuously every week, oh, it's been an extremely violent weekend. No, it's an extremely violent society that we're living in. We're seeing every single day, and thank goodness for shows like Live PD and Cops and other unscripted real-life shows, now you can see those people who are non-compliant, who are anti-law enforcement and anti-security or anybody in uniform. You can see the people who don't even care about living a civil life. We are living in violent times, not just a violent weekend. And it's sad, it's disgusting. It's dangerous for anybody who's trying to protect and serve. It's dangerous for private security like none other time that I've ever seen in my 40-plus years. And that's why this year, I'm pleading with you, to get involved in our annual memorial service. Schedule an annual private officer memorial service in your area. Your church, school, or business can sponsor it. You just need a little space to hold the memorial service. Help us to market and network and sponsor it. All you got to do is send an email to privateofficerhelpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll show you how to do it. It's not a big deal. Almost 80 security officers killed so far in 2017, and it's up about 30% from last year. Is it going to get any better? I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. We're living in a time when right is wrong and wrong is right. We're living in a time when people do not care about the law. They don't care about being respectful. They don't care about following the law. They don't care about anything but what they want to do and organizing themselves in groups who think like they do, who want to act like they do, and it's really, it's dangerous times. And that's why today I'm going to be talking about the battle cry for just a moment. We said there's a lot in the news, and there is. We're going to be sharing that with you here coming up in just a few moments. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the headlines, the Armor College expansions, POI expansions, and we'll be talking about how you can definitely get involved. And, of course, we're also going to be talking about a lot more about the battle cry and about the times that we're living in and how dangerous they are.
Every 40 seconds, someone around the world takes their own life. Every 13 minutes, someone in the U.S. commits suicide. While you were getting ready for work this morning, in the first hour of your day, as many as 5 people in the U.S. have killed themselves. By lunchtime, about 20 people in the U.S. have taken their own life. At the end of an 8-hour workday, about 40 people in the U.S. killed themselves. In a 24-hour period, as many as 111 people in the U.S. committed suicide.
Draw their weapons, they were shot down like dogs, both killed. Police have a suspect in custody. Not a whole lot more has been released. In Lake County, Illinois, the Sheriff's Department there say that three correctional officers working courtroom security saved a man, a 24-year-old, from a opioid drug overdose in the courtroom last week, right there in the middle of court. I don't know if he was in custody or if he was a walk-in and he was there for trial or whatever, but according to Lake County, the suspect had an overdose, and three deputies, Carrie Lee, Melissa Dunn, and Sergeant Timothy Speck, noticed him slumped over and immediately administered first aid. I believe they also administered Narcan and brought him back to life. In Ventura, California, a woman suspected of shoplifting there at Trader Joe's fought with the security agent, then fought with mall security, and eventually bit the police officer who responded. She, a 20-year-old woman, has been taken into custody. She's charged with numerous counts today, and there's no bond at this time. In Carson City, Nevada, police there shot a person who was attacking security at the Nugget Casino. Authorities say that they were called about a suspicious person. We're seeing this a lot. Suspicious people in a vehicle, out on foot, or just suspicious activity, turning. Something that, you know, some might deem to be just a routine interaction. Nothing is routine. And we're seeing them becoming violent, non-compliant, and turning against law enforcement. As in this situation, the deputy and two security officers tried to detain the suspect after he was uncooperative. The suspect then cut the deputy on the forehead with a knife before the deputy was able to shoot the suspect. I'm telling you, it is getting worse. Dangerous, very dangerous. Baton Rouge police there say that casino security and Baton Rouge, Louisiana State Police, were able to break up a gambling ring who stole more than $56,000 by way of fraud. The suspects were from the Philippines. One suspect's in custody. They believe two others may have fled, and they are investigating. In New York, in Suffolk County, one more time, this is the third raid in the last couple of weeks by Suffolk County police and several other agencies where they have arrested unlicensed security personnel. Two bars were specifically targeted, Al Capitan Sports Bar and Kuslan Lounge. They arrested numerous people on outstanding warrants. They issued summonses and building code violations. They arrested four security officers in this sweep. And also, like I said, this is not the first time, but they have actually raided numerous locations. Also in the news, a correctional officer from Puerto Rico died, correctional officer David Torres Shapiro, evidently age 24, he was 24-year veteran. He suffered a heart attack while participating in a riot control training and died. Also, we told you besides Kissimmee that there were a number of attacks just over the weekend in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville sheriff's officers responded to an attempted suicide. Officers say there were three other people reported to be in danger hiding in a bedroom. When officers began to enter the residence, they heard gunfire from inside the residence. Two officers shot. In Pennsylvania, two state troopers were shot Friday night, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The incident occurred between 8 and 9 p.m. outside the Fair Chance Shop and Save on West Church Street. The troopers were working undercover on an attempt to serve some warrants. when the shooting occurred. A number of other locations have reported police officers shot or stabbed. A Norfolk County, Virginia Sheriff's Officer Corporal died of a medical emergency while on duty. Authorities say that the Deputy Corporal Guybrin Barcliff, 39, died. Appears to be some type of medical emergency. A man in Las Vegas, Nevada, has pled guilty to stealing more than $200,000 during an armed robbery of an armored vehicle. He also stole more than 18 guns and a suppressor from a gun store. 31-year-old Anthony Javon Green of Las Vegas pled guilty to these charges and is facing a long time in prison. Virginia authorities are reporting that a Virginia security officer in Annandale, Virginia, was carjacked. What happened was, according to police, he came across another incident where a person was being attacked or assaulted at the Safeway while he was on duty, and he became a victim. The suspect stole his car after assaulting the security officer and crashed it into a number of other vehicles. A Las Vegas police officer has committed suicide, according to authorities. Ruben Delgadillo, 25, had pled guilty earlier this year to receiving child pornography and was sentenced to 45 years in prison, and he committed suicide this past week. We've had a number of attacks on hospital security officers this past week. This one is very, shall I say, strange, kind of hands-off. In Apopka, Florida, a man was arrested Wednesday after he masturbated at the hospital, then attacked a security officer and nurse who was trying to help him pull up his pants. Juan De Leon, 36, is now charged with aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, also assault, brawling, public indecency, and indecent exposure of sexual organs. He was a patient at the Florida hospital, according to authorities, when this incident happened. A Coast Guard member was found dead at the California State University in, University in Monterey Bay. Authorities there say First Class Joshua P. Van Pook, 36, was found dead on the university campus. No word exactly what happened. In Oregon, authorities there want to have the authority to administer medical mental exams for armed security and emotional fitness exams. According to the Oregon Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, it would be able to act in this manner to provide these type of exams because armed security officers often pose a risk to the public because they are armed. There's a lot of dispute about this. There's a question as to whether or not even law enforcement in that state goes through anything similar, and we'll be following that. In Redding, California, a woman is arrested for threatening to beat up a library security officer. Police were called to the Redding Library for assistance after the woman threatened to assault or beat up the security officer. According to police, she previously had been arrested for being naked and bathing in the fountains of City Hall. So evidently this is probably a homeless person, but she's been charged with those crimes and some other crimes as well. In fact, the news release said that she had previously beat up another security officer, so no telling what she would have been capable of doing. Much in the news. You can always check out all of our breaking news at privateofficernews.org, or you can sign up today for our breaking news alerts, our newsletters, and so much more. Go to our main website at privateofficer.com, and sign up today. It's free. Not going to cost you anything but a little bit of time. That's all it's really going to cost you. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the battle cry. We're going to be talking about, you know, what's happening with POI and Armor and how you can certainly get involved. I do want to remind you before heading out here to the commercial break that we are hiring. Right now, we're looking for a Washington, D.C. special police instructor. Please send an email with your resume to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armour College, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We're also looking for a DCJS, firearms instructor. We're looking for an American Red Cross CNA instructor. We're looking for a registered nurse to oversee our health science department. And we also have instructor openings in Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina. And if you need more information, just send an email to carrie@armorcollege.org.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Welcome back. You are listening to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, and we are excited that you are listening to the radio show today or tomorrow or wherever you might be as we are broadcasting live on this Monday, the 21st of August, waiting for that little sun-moon thing to happen later on. Won't be long at all before it makes its way across the sky. Well, we are always looking at expanding the services of private officer, and we're always looking for new ways of reaching more people, reaching the profession, helping the profession to grow. And we have, right now, we're building a brand new website. This is going to be a huge difference. Should be released in a couple of weeks. This will be much more user-friendly. It will have more information, more access, not only to our visitors, but it'll have a much expanded, larger member area that will be secure. And we're very excited about that as well. If you haven't gone to check out our new magazine at privateofficernews.org, that we're very excited about that as well. And believe it or not, we've got a lot more coming to that platform. This is what I get for eating pretzels for breakfast. I just had to take a big gulp of water as a little bit of that pretzel, I guess, got stuck somewhere along the way. But we're excited about the new additions to that platform. We're going to be putting more material on there. We're going to be putting live interviews that we do, training videos, and we're going to bulk it up. And we're also going to begin recording our TV program. We're going to do an initial trial basis on a small scale to see how that works. We'll try to do it every few weeks. But we've got a lot happening on the new Private Officer digital magazine at privateofficernews.org. That, coupled with our brand new website, our brand new digital TV program coming out, is big, big news. And, of course, we're extremely excited about that. In fact, right now we're looking for regional correspondents to help with our TV and news magazine. People who would be interested in going out and finding some relative related news in the public safety, law enforcement, and security world, and maybe even doing a little writing for our magazine. If you're interested, send an email, helpdeskprivateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We've also put the call out numerous times. If you have video or photos of any type of action where security personnel or even law enforcement have been involved, be sure to send it along. It doesn't have to be something you've recorded. It might have been something you've seen elsewhere. We'll be happy to take a look and see if it is compliant with our policy and whether or not it fits with what we're trying to do. We'll, of course, recognize you and reward you for your efforts. Also, Private Officer is expanding its legislative unit. We're going to be putting on some folks in the legislative unit to help to bulk up our presence in several states so that we can get more done. And we've really had a battle in certain states trying to get the laws changed, but that doesn't mean that we're giving up or we're giving in. We're definitely going to continue moving forward. That's the only way to go. So if you're interested in being involved with Private Officer International, you can join one of our committees, you can become an advisory board member, you can work on the legislative or the benevolent committee, you can be one of our regional correspondents, or you might even want to take a full-time position. We definitely have several of those open. Send your resume, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Okay. What about Armor College? We hear a lot about the Armor College expansion, how so much is happening, and you talk about it, blah, blah. Yes, a lot is happening. We're very excited to let you know that we are expanding this year. We have several locations that we're working on. We will be officially opening these locations within the next 2 months or less. Des Moines, Iowa. Tampa, Florida, our newest location. Through an agreement with a partner, we'll be opening a location in Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Florida, and another partnership over in Pensacola, Florida, on the Panhandle. We love it over there, so we're excited. We're also opening in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll be having that open in the next 30 days, and that's just a short trip up 65 to Nashville, or southbound 65 into the Gulf Coast, where we have another location. Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky is another location, and we're working with about a total of 8 or 9 different locations. We'll probably have somewhere around 12 locations by the end of the year or a little bit more. How can you get involved? Well, it's very easy. We have gone to a franchise system about a year and a half ago. But you may not be interested in that. You may be interested in a partnership. We can license training to you if you are a school, or we can become a partnership with you where we use your facility and pay you a percentage of the revenues from that particular course, seminar, or training that's being done. Send an email, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at armorcollege.org. Carrie at armorcollege.org. Our training is much different and, I have to be honest, much better than most because we use a lot of hands-on. We use a lot of simulation and simulators. We use a lot of scenario-driven type training that gets people involved. We use airsoft. We use stage props. We use environmental noise and lights, blank guns, simulation weapons. We use everything that we could possibly use to make it feel more like the real world. And that's why I think we're as successful as we are, because it's not just your PowerPoint lecture, fall asleep and wake me up when you're done type training. It's very student involved, and I think that helps. It definitely goes a long way. For more information, send us an email and or give us a call. You can reach the school Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 804-290-4388, or send an email to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at armorcollege.org. If you're interested in talking with somebody at Private Officer, you can send an email to helpdesk, privateofficer.com. For a couple of moments, we want to talk about the battle cry. We want to talk about what is going on and the importance of uniting together. Like I said earlier, a battle cry is a yell, a chant that's taken up during a battle, usually by the members of the combatant group, to really psych each other up, to unify each other, to get everybody on the same page in one accord. And we in this profession must now, more than ever before, unite. It's time to join forces. It's time for every private security, loss prevention agent, campus safety officer, private police, public police, anyone wearing a uniform with a job of keeping people safe, property secure, it's time for us to join forces. We must join forces against evil, against crime, against hatred, and we must stand our ground if we're to survive and stay safe while trying to perform our duties. Private security today perform many of the same tasks as law enforcement in any agency. We're not that much different anymore. We have the same goal, keep people safe, protect property, protect lives. That's why it's important that we stop trying to live in different worlds. It's important that we become more unified. Every security agency must unite. Every security department, proprietary or contract, must become unified. We can do this, and it will save lives. We can do this, and it will save people from being injured. We have to begin training more, sharing our resources. We must be prepared, just like troops going in to a battle. And that includes bringing in our law enforcement partner. And some of you are doing it. Some of you, you know, are doing it at the hospital, the college, contract agencies are doing it. They're bringing in unified efforts between the private and the public sector. It does not matter the company name on your patch, the shape of your badge, what your assignment is. It doesn't matter what your personal beliefs are, your differences. We need to drop those, and we need to bond together in this profession. How do we do this? Where do we start? Well, first of all, we should begin meeting each other on a local level. We should have some meetings, some communications. It's fine that we are, you know, different companies and we're competitors. That's all well and good. But you know what? At the end of the day, if the apartment complex where your company is across the street from mine if you're not safe, if you're not training, if you're not prepared, then that could easily come across the street and hurt me. If we bond together, if we unite in spirit and in effort, we will keep the community safer. We will satisfy our clients. We will keep our employees safe. And it's going to be a better world. We should begin to hold some type of local meetings. And that's what we did with the private officer chapter meetings. But they always seem to fall apart. People don't want to invest the time, the effort that it takes. But we have to do that. We need to have meet and greets, whether that be like the cops now having coffee with the locals, you know, have coffee with the cops. Well, how about having coffee with each other? We can plan it at different locations. Reach out to your community professional security. Reach out to others working in your same area, the same street, the same neighborhood. Begin to plan and strategize. If you don't do this, you're going to be, you'll be hurting. It's just, there's no two ways about it anymore. There's no way of getting around it. We need also to support each other with law enforcement, and we can begin by communicating, maybe even starting a newsletter, maybe a phone tree, where we're alerting other security officers about suspicious people that we've come across, suspicious vehicles, crimes in our neighborhood. We don't have to be sophisticated. We can go to social media these days. You can put out that alert on Facebook or Twitter. Why not? Why not bond together? Why not help each other stay safe? We can send out alerts, emails about suspicious activities, crimes. We can do all sorts of things to inform each other of the bad stuff happening, and we can be there for one another. Just like law enforcement, as I've said previously, a lot of agencies don't like each other. The sheriff's department may not like the city police force. The city police force might not like the town next to them. But when the call goes out, when the battle cry goes out, when the radio call goes out, officer down, officer needs assistance, everybody is united. That's the battle cry. That's the signal that somebody's in trouble. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help people. We're here to protect people. Let's start by helping each other and protecting each other. We can train together. We can communicate. We can begin to network, to plan, to strategize, and to make this profession better, but also make our own company, our own properties that we serve, ourselves better, safer. It's not a hard task. It's not that hard, people. Yeah, but he works for us. The battle cry. It shouldn't matter who they work for or whether or not that's a good company or a bad company. A lot of times we hear things, they're not even true. We hear the rumors, you know, people will say anything these days. It's important for us to stand together during the battle cry. And this is the battle cry. We need to be united. As I spoke about last week, we need to have professional solidarity. When the battle cry goes out, when it's time to unify ourselves for battle, we have to leave everything else behind and get the job done, stay safe, and go home. That's all for this edition of the Private Officer Beat, but we're glad that you've been with us. We're glad that you have joined in on this very important day. We hope that you have a great day. Enjoy the eclipse if you're in one of those areas that's going to get the totality. And if you're not, you know, you'll still see something happening. You'll know something's happening in the sky. Until the next time, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.